Hello, my name is Sean Paul Cronin II, and this is the start or the first episode to my new podcast. For those of you that don't know me or don't know my story, I will start off with saying that 3 days before my senior year of college and 9 days before my 21st birthday, my mother passed away. Now, this is not going to be a podcast based on me telling people my woes or my sorrows and trying to get people to feel sorry for me. And that's not my point here. That's not my goal. My goal is going to be to help other people that might lose their mother or their father at a younger age and be able to walk them through what's going on and help them understand the feelings that they're feeling. Or even if they're just not able to understand, they at least know that they're not alone. And so, that being said, I'm going to open it up with how I found out about my mother passing away. It was a couple days before my school senior year started, and I was sitting in my apartment and I got a Snapchat message from one of my buddies, longtime buddy from when I was a kid, who I had just reconnected with in the past few weeks. We stopped talking for about 5 or 6 years. He messages me and he says, "Hey man, is everything okay?" And I was like, "I think so, you know, I mean, come on, like I have no idea what you're talking about. What do you mean?" And he says, "Well, there's a bunch of ambulances and cop cars outside of your house." He lives right down the street from me. So I immediately just called my dad, and my dad said, I got to call you back later. I'm dealing with something." And so he kind of gave me a bit of a feeling that, you know, maybe something bad happened, but maybe it was not too bad, you know, maybe it was something that could be reversed. I don't know. Maybe it was just somebody got hurt. My mom fell down. My sister, something happened. My dog. I don't know. I really don't. And so about an hour later, my dad calls me and he goes, "Now that I have you and your sister on the phone, your mom didn't make it through the night." And so upon hearing this news, it definitely was one of the hardest sentences I've ever had to accept. Because, I mean, I've always been a mama's boy, so it especially just knocked me on my butt, you know? I mean, it took the wind out of me. I was ready to just pack up my dog, Bella, and pack everything up, shut everything down, and go straight home to be with my family. But because we were focused more on a cremation, and it was going to be 2 weeks later, which September 8th, she passed away on August 19th, and classes started on the 22nd. So I had to stay up there because the start of my senior year, I can't just skip a bunch of classes, you know? And, the past 2 weeks have been the hardest 2 weeks of my college career, but yesterday was the funeral. And so I've been getting through. I've been confused. It kind of feels weird. I still feel like my mom's going to come out of my sister's room or like my room or somebody, some random room, and just say, "Oh, I was doing this the whole time. Where have you guys been?" You know? And so it's just kind of weird not being able to just say, "Hey, like, she's right around the corner. She's here. She's out shopping." It's surreal. It's just somebody that's been there for you your whole life is just now gone. And it's tough to deal with. It really is. And so many people have reached out to me. There was more than 150 people at this funeral. People have been giving us food. People have been pretty much just kind of caring for us and being there for us. And I really do appreciate, and we really appreciate, my whole family, everybody being there. But no matter what other people do and no matter what you do, it will not bring them back. And that's probably the hardest thing you have to accept, because there's legitimately nothing and nothing you can do. And if you're religious, I'm religious, I'm a Christian. And how I cope is I pray to God and I just talk to my mom also, because I truly believe she's in a better place and back in her physical condition she was when I was a kid, when she had no setbacks. She was just a beast. She's just kicking ass. You know, she was a cardio kickboxer. She was an aerobics instructor. She donated her time, or she volunteered all the time to teach kids and teach elderly people and teach regular adults just how to live their lives in a healthy way. And so it's just that's how I feel, or that's how I like to think about her up in heaven. And so that's what's been getting me through, is just like talking to her, telling her like just how much I miss her and how much I love her. And so, and just thinking about the good times and not dwelling on the bad. And I've also been getting all my friends together and keeping them with me, keeping them close. I even went to the Entrepreneurship Club meeting, the first one of the year, Entrepreneurship Collective meeting, my apologies. And, like just different stuff like that, going out, going tailgating and going to the football game, even though it feels weird. It feels like I shouldn't be there because I should have been home with my family, but because of the timing and everything, I couldn't. So you can't just sit there in your own room or your own apartment and just wallow in your self-pity or just dwell on the bad things, because when you're by yourself, it's very difficult not to. And so that's at this moment, my recommendation is to surround yourself with your friends, your best friends, surround yourself with the people that make you happy and keep doing the normal things. Keep moving forward, because I know my mom would have wanted me to keep going on no matter what, like never stop, always keep moving forward, never backwards, and just keep getting things done the way they're supposed to be done. Not slipping, not falling, just it knocks you on your butt. It really does. But if whoever passed is anything like my mother, know that keeping moving forward will make them proud, and they're going to be watching over you, and they're always going to be there for you. And so I have this feeling that my mom is watching over me and just making sure I'm doing everything I need to be doing, you know? She can't call me anymore, but I feel like there's little things, like certain song comes on, or a sunset, or a sunrise, or just little things here and there, birds, butterflies, whatever flies by. Like, my mom loved elephants, so every time I see a picture of an elephant anywhere in, like, a store, it just reminds me of her. And it reminds you of the good times, not the bad. So my biggest recommendation is 100% think about the good things. Never dwell on the bad, if there was any bad. And really, the bad is mainly just the death, because it stings so much. But most of the time, it's always just everything else was good. And so just focus on those good memories. Focus on those laughs that you shared with them. And focus on just the happiness that they brought you and happiness that you brought them. And never let yourself just start falling into those pits of just thinking about and dwelling on the bad. And I know I've let myself, don't get me wrong. It is very hard to be able to just keep walking forward and keep moving forward and not ever just dwelling on the bad. But it is just something that I have found. Focusing on the good and surrounding yourself with those good people are really what has gotten me through the past couple weeks. And of course, my dog has gotten to, because she doesn't let me be sad. Every time I seem sad, she comes over and like punches me in the face with her paw, or licks my ear or something, or jumps on my back because I'm sitting down on the futon, you know? And so, yeah, it's tough, but things have to keep moving forward, and it's not easy, but just know that whoever it was or whoever it is, just know that they wanted the best for you, and the best for you is to keep moving forward and doing the things just like before. I like to look at it as I will keep moving forward, but I will not necessarily move on. Like, I will not forget them in the past. I will bring them with me no matter what, but I will carry the happy emotions more than anything else. And that's my goal, is to keep that kind of attitude up with it. And I might be trying to bring some people onto this podcast also that have experienced this in the past, or know of people that have experienced this in the past, or know how to cope with this stuff or how to talk about it. And so I'm going to be bringing other people. This will not just be me, but I'm going to try and keep these around 10 minutes long so they're not too overbearing, and they're not too, if it is still a fresh thing and you do decide to listen to this podcast, that it just, I'm hoping that this helps and it's not too long and it doesn't drag out any issues or any thoughts that you might have that might make you upset or sad. And I hope that everything just stays calm and peaceful, because just know that they are at peace. And so with that, I thank you for joining me for the first podcast of this series. It is probably one of the more serious podcasts that anybody could create, but I felt the need that somebody should do it, because if I can even help one person with this podcast, it is a success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Sean Paul. I'll see you next episode.